Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Unity Center of Light, another service from our home to your home, which we're looking forward to bringing to you today. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And also, I always like to remind you at the beginning of the service that, you know, this is part of a Zoom service. So if you'd like to join us in Zoom, you can find the links in the e-newsletter that comes out every week or the weekly update. So we look forward to seeing you join us in Zoom. And we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay, thanks. Good morning, and welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement together. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we will have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, January the 24th, 2021. The key word is oneness, and the affirmation is, I am divine. Over the years, I have learned that there is a spark of divinity within me and within all people. This divine spark binds us as members of one family and deepens our awareness of God. Today, my understanding of my divinity expands. My divine nature is so much more than a spark. It is my essence, who I truly am. I realize I don't have to rely on anything outside myself for love, comfort, and guidance. Everything I could ever need from God is already mine and is expressing as me. My realization of oneness extends to all people, whom I now see as fellow divine beings. Freed from all illusion of separation, I am aware of the divine presence everywhere, expressing through everyone. We are divine. And the scripture is John 17:21, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us. Amen. And now we will have the lesson with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So we're moving into part two of this discovering symbolism in our life experiences. But I want to start off by, I wonder how many people were John Coltrane fans when you were younger, or maybe even now. And I'm bringing that up because John Coltrane, who played the alto sax, you know, was famous for his beautiful music, but there were times when he would, you know, to kind of go off and play something outrageous, and you're kind of wondering, where is he going with that, okay? So I'm using that John Coltrane, that improvisational music, as an intro to my talk today, because there might be times when you're going, where is he going with that, okay? So, you know, in all the lessons that we teach here, there's a calling, so to speak, to think about whether or not we are capable of implementing into our life experiences the spiritual principles we're learning when something occurs that challenges our present state of faith or peace or love. Okay, now listen to what I'm saying here. You know, because we kind of go along and things are going well, but something happens. And are we, you know, grounded enough in our spiritual principles that we can remain centered during that process? You know, and we're not talking about common everyday things that happen that disrupt the flow of our day, like, you know, you come out and your tire is flat or something like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about major disruptions that could potentially change the course of our lives. You know, when something like that happens, you know, well, we always say, heaven forbid it, it doesn't. But if it does, can we remain spiritually centered? Now think to yourself, you know, just ask yourself the question, could I remain centered in spirit in the midst of a major disruption in the course of my life? And that's the question, you know, we as true students must constantly ask ourselves and then keep checking ourselves for the answer. You know, you want to ask that question and then check yourself to see what comes up in you when you ask that question. So, you know, this is a variation of the question we asked last week, in last week's lesson, which was, how well do you know you? You probably remember that question. You know, do you know if you have the spiritual stuff to get you through the tough times in your life? Right? Now, in James 1:12, we find the scripture we've read before. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Okay. Now, basically, the crown, right, is a state of consciousness we evolve into when we're able to stay spiritually grounded in the midst of major challenges. So the crown is sort of like a state of consciousness that we receive. So when stuff happens in our lives, if we're truly grounded in our spiritual principles, what will happen is that we will receive that crown, which means we will receive that state of consciousness that will say, yes, this has happened, but I can stay spiritually grounded. Okay? That's what we're investigating in this lesson. Now, especially those challenging situations or circumstances that, you know, turn our world upside down with no previous warning. Okay, I mean, sometimes we know something's coming, but so often in life things happen and you kind of go, where did that come from? You know, what was I thinking or doing that caused that to happen in my life? So let's go back and review the opening statement again. There is a calling within each one of us to think about whether or not we have the spiritual stuff to stay rooted in on spiritual ground when something occurs that challenges our present state of faith or peace or love. Right? Now, probably the greatest challenge that has and is still confronting all of us is the life-changing impact of the pandemic. Okay, and in the last several months, many are struggling with the loss of a way of life due to the impact of the pandemic. And, you know, it's the multitude of different ways that upset so many folks' lives is just as varied as there are people. I mean, everyone has a different response or a different way of feeling a loss from, you know, the way we used to live life with this pandemic. However, all that we're experiencing in our lives right now has embedded within it symbolic messages of new possibilities, okay? And remember, we're talking about the symbolism in our lives, being able to recognize a symbol in our lives. So all that's going on right now has embedded within it messages, symbolic messages for new possibilities. But we must be willing to let go of the old before we can embrace the new. Now, we know that's scripture, okay? And the difficulty, of course, is being able to decipher what the universe is trying to get us to understand, both individually and collectively as a nation. And this is probably the first time in our lives we have had so many different challenges, all symbolic of the need for change. And, you know, those who of you who are fortunate enough to have watched President Biden's inauguration, you know, he said in his speech that any one of the challenges we're facing right now would be catastrophic on its own. But we're facing all of these different challenges at the same time. And what is so significant is that we are all facing these challenges together, which symbolizes the need to come together as one. And that's what his message has been, okay? So I think we all know by now that the spiritual journey requires a new way of seeing, perceiving, and understanding the symbolism that it represents in our life experiences. So the universe is always trying to show us a newer way of being in the world. The universe is always trying to show us a new way of being in the world. But quite often, the way of spirit can be so contrary to our existing way that we just can't see it. And even if we can see it, we might find that we just can't get ourselves to embrace it. So to be clear, there's nothing anthropomorphic that is trying to direct us. I want to always come back to that. You know, don't think about God as some anthropomorphic being that's making these decisions. Rather, think of this idea as a flow of vibrations in terms of thoughts and feelings that flows from us into the realm of spirit that surround us. Okay, so as Paul says, we live and breathe and have our being in this idea that we call God. So it's not an entity but it is a something that we, as we said, we live and breathe and have our being in it, all right? And there's this constant stream, this constant flow of our thought and feeling moving into that vibration that we live in. So these individual and collective thoughts and feelings, they transmit a vibration that the spiritual realm interprets as being what we really need, which is often quite different from what we say we want, right? I hope you're getting that. So the thing is, this energy from us is always flowing. We're always saying what we want, but the spiritual field, the universe, unified field that we live and breathe and have our being in, it's deciphering from that. It's interpreting from our feeling and thought and emotion what it is that we really need, as opposed to what we're saying we want. And yes, we all want and need more of the, you know, material things that make life easier and more enjoyable. We all want that, okay? And that wanting and needing is very real for every one of us. But let's get honest with ourselves. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want? Or as I just put it, ask yourself, what is it that I really want? And even though we will jump to answer that, you know, that question, you know, have you ever taken the time to really contemplate and reflect on the answer to that question before you jump to answer it? You know, what do you really want? And don't look to me to help you answer that question, because I cannot yet fully articulate what it is I really want for myself. Okay? Yes, again, just like all of us, we can describe that in terms of the physical realm. But I'm talking about something deeper than that. Okay? It is a question that requires deep inner reflection that goes far beyond our typical physical, mental, emotional wants, needs, and desires. Right? However, the true purpose of these lessons is to point us in the right direction to discovering the answer to that question, each for ourselves as it is written in our souls, right? Not as it shows up in our minds, and as you heard me say, a lot of what's in our minds in terms of what we say we want has been given to us or created in our minds by commercials, by advertising, okay? We're talking about getting to the essence of what is written in your soul. And we read in Psalm 143, show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. So in trying to get the answer to the question, you're saying to Spirit, show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Okay? Now we can only lift up our soul when by way of contemplation and deep inner reflection, we discover what it is we really want. I mean really want, beyond the physical and the material. And once we discover within ourselves what it is we really want, we will be able to ask Spirit better questions. Because the typical question, you know, why is this happening to me, is obviously not the right question. Because rarely do we get answers that make sense to us. Okay? So when you say, why is this happening to me? If you get an intuitive response, a lot of times it doesn't make sense to you, okay? And a lot of times we're just because we're not asking the right questions. And we read in 1 Corinthians 8, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, we all possess knowledge. We all possess knowledge. But knowledge puffs up while love builds up. All right. Now, there's more to that verse, but let me just be on that for a minute. We all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up our ego, puffs up our intellect, puffs at the fact that we think we know, okay? While love builds up, okay? So those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. But whoever loves God is known by God. Okay, so those first two parts, we kind of understand that. I mean, we understand that, you know, we all possess this knowledge, but the love, that knowledge just puffs up our ego, puffs up our sense of self, right? But love builds up, okay? So we kind of got that. But the third verse, those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know, okay? Now that makes me think of, you know, Paul's saying, now I look in the mirror dimly. Okay? I think I know, but I'm looking in the mirror dimly. I'm not fully being able to comprehend the essence of my being and my impact on the universe, okay, or the universe impact on me. Okay? So, you know, that's where we are. That's where our focus is understanding the fact that we don't really know at this particular point, and we're striving to know, but not with our intellect, but with our love of God, our love of spirit, our love of interacting with the divine. And what is it we think we know about this life experience, okay? And what is it that we think we really want out of it, all right? Those are the things that we're kind of contemplating here. And even if we think we know what we really want, are we capable of saying it out loud with feeling and emotion that will send undeniable vibrations into the realm of spirit, okay? Again, we go back to Deepak, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but it's virtual realm, which is what we call God, the quantum realm, our consciousness, and then the physical realm, how it manifests in our lives. But we're talking about sending those vibrations of feeling and emotion, an undeniable vibration into the realm of spirit. That is what is important, because remember, God does not hear your words. Rather, the realm of vibration that God is feels the vibrations that are created from your words and transmitted into the spiritual realm as feeling and emotion. Okay? So when you just say, oh, God, help me with, if there's no real feeling and emotion in that, it really has no impact. The vibration is not good enough. So wimpy words, let me tell you, wimpy words that are unsure of what you're asking for create wimpy vibrations. So if you're saying to yourself, I've been asking and asking and asking, I haven't gotten it, you got to ask yourself, am I using wimpy words, okay, that are backed by wimpy feeling and emotion, you know, and it's sending out wimpy vibrations. So spirit, you know, is not really getting what it is you really want. So strong, powerful, courageous, confident words that create strong, powerful, courageous, confident vibrations, that's what has the power to move I am that I am into action in your life and affairs. Okay? And that is what the verse we just read means. But whoever loves God is known by God. So to love God is to have the courage to really say with strong vibration what it is that you really want. Okay, that's what they mean. Those who love God are known by God because God can feel that vibration that you're sending out. So to love God is to have the faith, the strength, the courage to shout out loud, this is what I really want. Okay, and this is not necessarily verbal. I mean, I'm not meaning you can, you know, don't go out in the backyard and just scream at the top of your lungs. You can do that if you want, but you can use the words of your mouth and or the meditations of your heart to get God's attention. Of course, I stole some of that from Psalm 19:14. Okay, so just kind of, you know, keep that clear in mind. And let's be clear, this is not about asking God for a new toaster or cappuccino machine, or in my case, a new Vitamixer. That's not what this is about. You know, as justifiable and necessary as our wants and needs are in our lives, wanting and needing something material is not even in the same ballpark with what we're striving to understand in this lesson, okay? And yes, the material things we want and need are very necessary to our well-being, you know, makes our life so much better, which is why, you know, you should shout it out. You know, at that level, there's a level where you shout out to God, this is what I need, a physical material thing. God will hear you by way of the intensity of your vibration. So you can use that vibration to work on the getting what you want and need in your material life. And it will be given to you. Again, Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you. Okay. But even though that is an effective way to fill our material wants and needs, it is not what we're talking about in this lesson. This lesson is several levels up from the arena of material wants and needs, okay? This is about Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God And the cappuccino machine will be given to you as well. Is that how it goes, huh? That a scripture goes? Okay. That wasn't right. Okay. Right. Or whatever it is you want. Okay. So the key here is first things first. Right. I slipped my mind. It was Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. The last department meeting we had, our department chair put it up, and there's seven levels. He says, which level, you know, he asked each one of us to pick the level that we want to really focus on, and mine was first things first, okay? And that's what Matthew 6:33 is. Seek first the kingdom of God, okay? Now, in the book, Metaphysical Interpretation of the Bible by Stephen Harefield, and I will tell you, if you go look for that book, the prices on it are just ridiculous right now. I don't understand why. But this is what he wrote, and I'm going to break this down. As finite beings, now think of it, as finite beings, we have not yet been able to absorb the staggering impact of infinity as an experience. Now let me say it again, okay? As finite beings, we have not yet been able to absorb the staggering impact of infinity as an experience. In other words, we have not really completely experienced an interaction, the power of the interaction with God. And it goes on to say, not just as an item of intellect, okay? In other words, we're saying the actual experience of an interaction with God, not just something that's happening in your intellect, okay? And this takes us back to the opening question, are we capable of implementing into our life experiences the spiritual principles we are learning when something occurs that challenges our present state of faith or peace or love? Because if the spiritual principles we are learning is just something that we are holding in our intellect without having the courage to experiment with them in our lives, then we're not experiencing the staggering impact that comes from being willing to let God be God and all of God's glory in our lives. Okay? And the author goes on to say, each of us has the possibility to discern that the power of infinity and the power of self in conjunction with God will and can create all things. Okay? So we'll get to the place where we can discern that the power of infinity and the power of self, now self spelled with a capital S, the higher self within us. Okay? So when the higher self within us is interacting with God's self, then we can create all things. We're working in conjunction with God, and we can create all things. And the answer to the question, how do I live my life in conjunction with God, is found in the scripture we're familiar with in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. We know this. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All right? Now, the prayer advice is a never-ending process, all right? There is no time when you should not be in a prayer consciousness. It is to realize that we get into this idea of a prayer consciousness, that we begin to feel that interaction. We begin to absorb, as the previous statement said, we begin to absorb God within to our life, thinking, and affairs, okay? Is to realize that we're always praying, always sending vibrations into the realm that God is. But as we are sending the vibrations we want God to respond to, we got to be conscious of what it is we're doing, okay? That is a question we must continually ask ourselves. What kind of vibrations am I sending in to the spiritual realm? Because remember, from a quantum principle, that vibration you're sending in is going to create like itself, all right? So you always want to be aware of the vibrations that you're continuously sending, because you're always in prayer in one form or another. Okay? Remember, our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. And yes, we're going to fall short at times. We're going to fall short. I mean, let's just be honest, okay? And we'll find ourselves lost in the overwhelming muck and mire of life, you know, sending out vibrations that we didn't mean to, right? But as we quoted last week from Mr. Rogers, you know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, is that what it is? Mr. Rogers, this is what it means to be human, Okay. And there is so much scripture that speaks to this human experience and how to keep moving through that experience. Okay. Psalm 37:24. And listen to this. This is a scripture. It is okay to mess up along the way. You guys hear that? It is okay to mess up along the way. Endurance isn't about knowing with certainty that each step you take is the right step right now. Okay, that's from scripture. And yes, I do know that sometimes so many things can be coming at us that we just can feel paralyzed, unable to move forward through whatever is challenging us. I know that happens, okay? At times it happens to me, and, you know, of course I do my favorite thing and I go and watch a TV show or something, all right, or work on a photo or something that will just take my mind away from it, okay? So it's going to happen. We're going to become paralyzed and feel unable to move forward, you know, with this challenge that's before us. But as Martin Luther King said about just keep going, this is what he said. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward, okay? And this is what's ours to do. What ours to do is to keep moving forward, because life experience, this life experience, as we know, is no cakewalk, right? We will often have to draw on spirit for the strength we need to keep moving forward. And to continue with this author that I've been working with, he said, the definitive answer is in the union and not in the separation between the body and the soul. Now, let me say it again. We're looking for this answer, okay, to what did I really want in life, right? The definitive answer is in the union and not in the separation between body and soul. And as I shared last week, the one who just left office had a sole mission, which was to bring white supremacy and all of its aspects into the light so the world could see who they were and what they stand for. And he did an excellent job of it. He fulfilled his sole mission, even though he had no idea that's what he was doing. The reason why he had no idea what he was doing is because in the process of his life, he obviously lost the connection between his soul and his spirit, all right? He lost the connection between his personal self and his soul, all right? Now, that action, which had a national and global impact, is a symbol for all of us to check ourselves to see if we have a definitive connection between our personal self and our soul, okay? So again, this stuff happens out here. Don't just get wrapped up in watching it. Ask yourself, you know, what does this mean in me? Okay, how am I showing up in the world? And I'm using this example, you know, the person who just left office, purely to emphasize a point, not to stress any opinion about his fate. This is in keeping with the title of this lesson, Discovering Symbolism in Our Life Experiences. Discovering Symbolism in Our Life Experiences, which is what makes life so complicated, but at the same time, so exciting, okay? So if you move from fear and worry about what you're seeing out here, and you move towards trying to understand the symbolism of it and what it might mean within your own being, that's what makes it exciting. So now you're seeing stuff and you kind of go, okay, let me do some reflection here to see what I need to work on, what I need to clean up in my house, okay? Because from a spiritual perspective, nothing is as it seems to be. Nothing is as it seems to be. There is always a deeper perspective to be cultivated out of what appears to be happening. And it is our job as truth students to continuously be open to discovering it, all right? That's the exciting part about this journey as a truth student. We are at least awakening to the fact that what we're seeing or experiencing, there's more to it, okay? And we've come through some tough times in the past several months, and there are still some tough times, you know, to come. Now we'll continue to test whether or not there is a definitive connection between our personal self and our soul, okay? But again, as President Biden said, and I'm quoting him in his inaugural speech, he said in one of his favorite Bible verses was Psalm 35. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Right? His speech calls for unity, right? But he admitted that it wouldn't be easy to bring that unity about. Unity are in unison with his speech because we are unity. So by our very nature and by our training, we can be a force in consciousness to send out vibrations of unity to our circles of influence, which will ripple through our country. So we have our work cut out for us to help usher in a new era, right? And if we become weary, discouraged, or afraid, I want you to think about these words of encouragement from Psalm 40. And I want to leave us with these words. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit and out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise for our God. Okay? And so it is. And I think that's probably enough John Coltrane for one day, right? Right. So thank you. Now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So join me now, Unity family, in prayer and meditation. In the stillness of God's presence, we turn from all outer concerns to that holy place within, becoming aware of God as a living, loving presence within us. We allow our minds to become quiet and peaceful, and our hearts open and receptive to God's healing love. So with your eyes closed now and your breathing rhythmic, pray and meditate in faith, love, and encouragement. In this loving awareness, we invite you to allow the words spoken to be the words of your own heart. Please take a deep breath in and fully exhale. As you inhale again, envision your lungs being filled with the Spirit of Truth. Breathe out and know that for this moment you are fully in God's presence. In God's protecting presence, you release any troubled thought or feeling. For the Spirit of God lives within you as a source of ever-renewing faith and strength. God's love is flowing through you now, calming your emotions, freeing your mind and healing your body. As you breathe, every breath brings a steady stream of God's healing energy, touching every atom of your body and every part of your spirit, calling forth radiant wholeness. Now let us enter that deeper consciousness. Just allow your mind to take you there. Don't force anything, just let it be. As you feel your body relaxing even further, you see the doorway to the secret place of the highest and walk towards the door. As you reach, recall what is yours to do before entering, releasing and letting go to make room for spirit. So if you have mental or emotional baggage, see it falling away. If you have physical baggage that is no longer serving you, allow that to fall away also. Walk through the door and take a seat. Now allow yourself to experience the divine presence of God washing over you, through you, and out into your world. This is a peaceful place in consciousness where your prayers and meditations are realized as soon as you give them to God. And now for the next few brief moments, stay in the silence, pray and receive answers to your prayers, and be still. We give thanks for the gift of God's loving presence that heals and restores and is with us in the midst of all the experiences of our lives. God is our source of strength and the light that guides our way. Thank you, God, for your grace that sustains us. As you are ready, bring your focus back to your surroundings, and together we give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you. That was great. So it's the time we open our hearts and minds to allow some of the treasure that flows into our personal lives to flow into our spiritual home. And again, we give our heartfelt thanks to all of the wonderful gifts that you've been sending to support Unity Center of Light. And we are going to say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. And do you have light notes?
Yes, I have some light notes.
Okay.
So light notes for Sunday, January the 24th. On February the 6th, Colette DeShalice Lee will facilitate a visioning workshop from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This workshop is for all who want to become conscious about creating the future that they want for the year 2021. Please check the e-newsletter to register. The Book Light Book Club will meet on Sunday, February the 14th, to discuss their next book called Mutant Message Down Under by Marlo Morgan. And our commitment forms are now available online and fillable. If you cannot get one this way, please call the office and request we mail or email you a form. Also, a reminder that if you filled out a form last year, we ask that you fill out a new one each year. The commitment form is your way to support your spiritual home and express how you will support it for 2021. And that concludes our light news for today.
Okay. All right. So again, we want to remind you to come to the Zoom service if you're not already in it. Again, the link to the Zoom service is in your e-newsletter and your weekly update. And we would love to see you as part of that. We've got some exciting things we're going to do in that session. And it's always a wonderful time to just see all your Unity friends and, just become filled with the love of being in community with Unity. So we look forward to seeing you there. So now we're going to bless the path that we walk this week.
Yes, we'll bless the path we walk, and then we're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto.
All right.
I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right.
Amen.
And now let's do our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. Okay, so again, it was a pleasure to bring you this service. We look forward to seeing you in Zoom. And other than that, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.